Welcome to the Daily Review, where we're all set up for a pottery throwdown. You know, competition is a whole different thing in Great Britain. I mean, sports, yeah, you got your soccers, your rugby, your Olympic events. The British are so competitive with that stuff, they're downright dangerous. But when it comes to, what would you call it, recreational competitions, you know, cooking shows, fashion competitions, craft shows. Yes, there are winners and losers, and there's a Baker of the Week and a trophy at the end for the Great British Bake Off, and somebody walks away with all those bars of silver at the ends of the traitors. But the people on those shows, they genuinely seem to like each other. We see pictures of them palling around together after the show is over. They celebrate each other's wins and cry real tears when they get kicked off the show, and it is so unlike most of the competitions here in America. And it is never more obvious, and okay, I admit it, more attractive, than it is on the Great Pottery Throwdown. This strange and slightly wonderful competition is all about pottery. Throwing pots, slab pottery, coiling little ropes of clay, even raku. It's been going on for 7 years now, taking place in a truly remarkable pottery factory and hosted by the wonderful Siobhan McSweeney, the hilariously sarcastic Mother Superior from Derry Girls, now with the wildest haircut and the best clothes this side of Alan Cumming, all overseen by a couple of master potters who set the challenges and judged the work of the amateur craftsmen who clearly, clearly would not want to be anywhere else in the world but right there, right then, in front of the impossible to hate Keith Brimer Jones. The first 5 seasons of the show are on HBO Max these days. The most recent 2, for some damn reason, are not, and that 7th season is underway right now. I'll tell you how to watch it almost legally in just a minute, but first you really have to experience Keith to understand the show in general. Keith is a big guy. He looks like a working man, and he seems incapable of cruelty, dishonesty, or ego, despite being, by all accounts, one of the greatest potters working today. And he loves, loves clay. Here, listen to him talk about one of the recent projects he assigned, and just submerge yourself in his accent.
Week 3, Staffordshire Flatbacks.
Yeah, what a challenge.
I mean, they are iconic. And we're asking our potters to make a pair of flatbacks. They don't have to be identical, but they have to be flat on one side because traditionally they were put up against a wall.
See? A nice guy, a smart guy, truly dedicated to his craft. And he's also a great teacher. And believe it or not, this big old guy cries at the drop of a hat. Sincere artwork, authentic emotion from his students, it moves him. And every week on this show, for 7 seasons now, the greatest thing that can happen is to make Keith cry. It's right up there with a handshake from Paul Hollywood or a job offer from Gordon Ramsay. Listen, here's how he reacted to the work of one of the women in season 7 who put her heart and soul into a piece of her work.
They're fantastic. They're wonderful. They really are.
They are absolutely stunning.
What you've done so wonderfully is that you've taken Milton Keynes and Belfast here and you've used that as your background to the whole flatback. It just works really, really well.
Keith and his co-judge Rich Miller clearly like the contestants as much as their work. They talk about their personal lives, they ask what's important to them, they check in even after the judgments are made, like Keith did here with someone who did not win Potter of the Week.
Just want to say.
Yeah.
If she hadn't come last in the second challenge, you would have been Potter of the Week.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cheers, Keith.
Was brilliant. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Wait till next week.
Always.
Yeah, next week.
No, you really gave us a pleasure.
Oh, I'm glad you loved it.
No, it was fantastic.
Thank you so
right.
much.
Right, I'll see you later.
Okay, cheers. That's nice.
And no, this isn't a joke. And it isn't a satire. This is a real guy who loves what he does and is absolutely unembarrassed about showing it. And the people that clamor to be part of the Great Pottery Throwdown all feel the same way. That competition, such as it is more about doing your best work and hanging out with people who feel the same. Everybody gets teary-eyed when competitors have to go home. Everybody applauds with complete sincerity when somebody other than them wins Potter of the Week. It's kind of wonderful. And it is so un-American. So here's the deal. The Great Pottery Throwdown is playing now, past seasons and the current one, on Channel 4 in the UK. And until Max or somebody else grows a brain again and imports the last couple of seasons, the only thing you can watch are the older shows. Or you can get yourself a good VPN, like NordVPN, then log into a server in the UK and watch to your heart's content. No, NordVPN is not a sponsor, But that's the second time I've mentioned you, Nordo. Come on, I'm right here. And it's not the same as pirating copies from an illegal peer-to-peer network. What you're seeing this way is streaming in the UK already. You're just joining in. And you can watch so much more, not just on Channel 4, but on the BBC and elsewhere. And then you can pull the same stunt for local content in Australia and Canada and even New Zealand. Did you know there's a Traitor show in Canada? And Alan Cumming is the host of that one, too? So give it a try on Max, and if you like it, consider a VPN and eavesdropping on British TV. I do it all the time, which is why I like Gogglebox and MasterChef The Professionals and My Life is Murder and so much more. And you know what? You will, too. So give it a try. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week. So come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson and on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.